This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is India T News for the week ending 5th April, 2024. We have news from across the country this week. In Assam, the Assam Botleaf Tea Manufacturers Association, or ABLTMA, has stopped production and have not been accepting green leaf as of April 1st. The association's 110 members oppose mandatory auctions, emphasizing compliance with the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India norms. The association has claimed a higher price realization when selling directly to buyers and have questioned the tea board's decision. Now, FSSAI discovered high non-compliance rates after its labs were ordered to test samples from a large pool of factories. The government mandate to sell 100% of dust-grade teas at auctions followed. In direct and auction sales, buyers assume responsibility for determining the tea's safe consumption. Testing for compliance with FSSAI thresholds for 33 chemicals is more rigorous at auction than in direct transactions. In Assam, the botleaf factories are the state's primary producer. A single botleaf factory may source from upwards of 400 small tea growers via an agent. The problem lies in two parts. One, there is no single list of chemicals disallowed and allowed. There's FSSAI and the Plant Protection Code. Each have a set of permissible chemicals. Second, small tea growers are not aware of the problem of chemical usage and the need for compliance with prescribed chemicals, and this necessitates a lot of education at the grassroots. One botleaf owner called for a ban on the disallowed chemicals in the state, which he says would address the issue to some extent. However, what's banned for tea may be allowed for other crops, so this is not possible. So this raises a question of why tea is under the spotlight right now. Botleaf factory owners also say that chemical testing is impossible at the factory level. And even if tests were done here and the chemicals exceeded FSSAI thresholds or PPC thresholds, it will be difficult or impossible to trace the contaminated tea to its source. In any case, no infrastructure is available for checks at this stage, and that's first needed. Following the call to stop production, the Assam state government has intervened and stakeholders expect a resolution soon. The factory owners also say they are committed to processing compliant tea, but add that it needs to be enforced by the tea board at the grower level, and that the concerns with compliance are not limited to botleaf factories alone, because many estates also procure green leaf from small tea growers. In the south, it's time again for the Golden Leaf Awards. Upasi and Tea Board announced the 19th edition of the Golden Leaf Competition. The theme for the year is TGLIA Teas for Markets. 124 teas have been received from 38 factories across South India, covering the regions of Nilgiris, Wayanad, Annamalais, High Ranges, and Travancore. The first tasting took place on March 30th at Kunur. Details of the final round have not yet been announced, although we now know that the competition's teas will be auctioned on April 22nd. And in West Bengal, 2024 being election year, with polls coming up, Darjeeling planters are asking the centre to intervene and rescue the tea industry from its current crisis. The region has a significant bank of voters from the tea growers community, and they expect to be heard. The North Bengal Hill constituency of Darjeeling is grappling with fast-changing political equations already. Leaders are switching allegiances, parties are receiving support from unexpected quarters. But then again, the political landscape in the constituency has always been tumultuous. Regional forces have always played a deciding role in sealing the fate of national party candidates amid the overriding sentiment of separate statehood demand. And this year too, Raja Bista has been given a party ticket to retain the seat he won in 2019 by a landslide margin of 4 lakh. Over 400,000 votes. The BJP, incidentally, has won the constituency since 2009.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.